session number 11965, reel 5.
Mr. Spencer, reel 5. We were talking about when you'd gone through the border, gone through the tunnel and into Italy.
Yeah.
And you said you came out on a viaduct.
Yeah.
Can you take the story up from there?
Yeah. Well, of course, it was the old snow, you see. We carried on to Turin, yes, sir. And then from there, by train, and we went to Milan, and everything was confusion, you know. They didn't know what was happening or where things were going.
How many of you that you were there in the party?
Oh, I couldn't. I don't
about.
Know. There wasn't a lot of us, and we had a loot round the, you know, look round outside the station. Eventually, we were gathered together and we went off. But I haven't much. There wasn't much. I didn't see much fighting there or anything. Whether we went to. I don't know what we went for, really.
Were you part of, what unit were you part of while you were in Italy, do you know?
Well, I think we was with this 41st Division, really.
41st?
Yeah. We were, of course, the 42nd.
And
there was some Scotch, well, I think they were all Scotch units, really, in this 41st Division, I don't know. Anyway, we weren't there very long when...
Were you attached to a battalion at all? Do you know which battalion we were put with?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Did they go up into the front line at all while you were there?
No, we didn't... No, as I say, I didn't see much... any fighting, really.
In Italy.
We were supposed to be on this banks of this river that I was told that the waters from this river was used to baptize the Italian royal family with a river Piave or something. Hmm?
Were you in trenches at all?
No. As I say, I don't know why we went there, really. We weren't in any trenches at all.
How did you get on with the Italians, the civilians?
Well, we didn't see many, really. I don't know. I've not much memory, really. I know we did go on a visit to a town, but what town it was, I've no idea. Because I know we went in the toilet, and it was appeared to be a decent restaurant, and the toilet was just simply a hole in the floor. And we asked for, I don't know what we had for a meal, but we asked for some chips. He brought us something covered with oil. Because the tutor said, oh no, we didn't want that. And they took it back and they brought us some, you know, proper chips. But of course we were used to. But...
You don't remember much about it.
No.
How long were you there for?
I couldn't say, no. I've not much idea.
Were you there till the end of the war?
Oh, no.
So where did you go
next? No, we came to France, you see. we came to France and we were in the trenches there in the in France and the dugouts, deep dugouts, you know, down in the bottom, and you went down there and to get a bit of sleep, and rats were running over you. Another time, I know we were on the must have been the Belgium coast, really, because the sea was coming up. You could walk along like the front, you know. But what town it was,
How did you find conditions? Oh, you don't know when you went there, but was it before or after the big German attack?
No idea.
What do you remember about the Western Front then? How did it compare to Gallipoli for you?
Well, of course, it was more, I should imagine, it was more severe, you know. There were more casualties, you know, and everybody was deep down in the earth. Sleeping accommodation, living accommodation. And I know there were one terrific crossroad where the Germans seemed to have it taped, and a lot of casualties there, you know, covered with blood and all things. Weren't very pleasant.
Was there more shell fire than you'd been used to at Gallipoli?
Yeah. Apart from I was trying to compare it with this one in Gallipoli, this Asiatic canny. Yes, as regards gunfire, because that was terrific. I am very great.
Are there any stories you remember of your time on the Western Front? Or anything that you can particularly
I don't know whether I've told you or not. It was a Scottish regiment. There were Scottish regiments with the kilts, you know,
did you have to wear kilts?
No.
Carry on then, sorry, go on.
If you happen to, you know, go be a bit backward and where the people were living, of course they all got down in the cellars, you know, and they have the grids, you know, outside, and these Scottish lads, you know, with the kilts, they were walking over. These women were up in arms.
They were looking through the grids.
Yeah.
Did you ever find out what they wore under the kilt?
Well, yeah. Some used to wear little trousers, you see. Some of them did, but not all. Some just had nothing, you know.
Nothing at all?
Pardon?
Nothing at all?
No. Only just the kilt, that's all. And that's it.
You say you weren't in much fighting. Were you in much fighting on the Western Front at that time? Anything you remember? I know you're a bit vague about it.
No, I can't really.
It's all right. Is there anything else you remember about your time in France and Belgium?
I don't.
Do you remember when the end?
I know.
The end of the war came.
Yes, I remember.
How did you find out? What happened that day?
Well, I was told. I was told the night before by an officer. He told me that the armistice was the morning after at 11 o'clock, you see. And we were back with then in a small village, and there was a church there. And then when the time came, at 11 o'clock, you know, the plane started to come over and you know, firing these very lights. I don't know whether that's the right name or not. Coloured lights, you know. But we weren't in the trenches then, there. We were a bit back. But of course it came, I don't know, on the wireless, or what? We hadn't, well, of course we didn't meet any opposition there, because as I say, we were backwards then.
How did you feel about the war ending?
Well, I was pretty relieved, you know. I was glad, really. I don't suppose there were anybody that wasn't.
Were there any celebrations for your lot?
Well, no. Oh, no. We're nothing to celebrate with.
So,
after the war, you see, and I came on leave, but I should have gone back. You know.
You came on leave back to England?
Yeah, I came on leave but as I say, I should have gone back and I've always been sorry, I don't know why, but I've always been sorry that I didn't go back.
Why?
Because
didn't
I went to this firm, it's at the bottom of this road here. When you get to the bottom, the Dusty Miller and those lights, if you look over there, over to your left, you see Elton Ironworks. And that's where I worked. And when I came on leave, of course, I went to see those that were working. And of course, the boss said, oh, we want you, you see. So they put in a claim for me to stay, and I didn't go back. But as I say, I've always been sorry I didn't go back.
Why were you sorry?
I don't. I had a feeling like to, you know, to see more of what the actual end, how it was ending, and the war was ended, the armistice had been signed then. But I was always, I had a feeling to see how everything folded up, kind of thing.
So did you go straight from leave to working at Elton's then?
Pardon?
Did you go straight back to Elton's then from your leave?
Yeah. I went back, you see, and of course I was carried on there.
You stayed there for quite a time then?
Yeah. Mm.
Do you think the war had affected you in any way, either mentally or physically? I mean, in either way, either good or bad?
I don't know. No, I don't think it. I don't think it affected on me, but I think it gave me a bit of a broader outlook on things, you know, and to perhaps appreciate things, you know.
Do you think it had been worth it for you? I mean, would you have done it again?
I don't know, that's a bit of a question, isn't it? I mean, it's asking me that question now, but no, I couldn't really say.
Thank you very much.